Welcome back, listeners of your award-winning Let's Talk America Radio. Of course, we put the spotlight on the trending topics you want to know more about. And, of course, we seek the best and the brightest guests out there, expert guests or advocates as well in their field. And today we have a very interesting conversation talking about your oral health. We're talking about dentistry. That's right. Don't cringe. There are many people that had bad experiences growing up. And the thought of going to the dentist really gets them on edge even now. And we have a great advocate and expert with us right now. She's going to talk about all the pluses to going to see your dentist and so much more. I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Nina Izaki. She is in general dentistry out of New York City. So excited to have you on this evening. Dr. Nina, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Super excited to have you on. This is a topic I certainly love to discuss. A lot of people cringe when they go over the topic or even skim the topic, but general dentistry, our oral health, our mouths, and so many times people think, well, it's important for our children, our kids, to keep up with it so they can wear their braces if their teeth are crooked. But I know you're an advocate for every member of the household to really check in with the dentist. Tell us why. Make your case for that 45-year-old man that says, hey, my tooth isn't bothering me, Dr. Nina. Why do I need to go to the dentist?
So they're the ones that come in for with a terrible toothache and pain. And we have a few patients that, you know, that are coming in for just emergency-based services. And until it hurts, they're not interested. But we do try to, you know, organically grow the type of patients that we want to see into a good oral health type of situation where they take care of it from the very early onset and they're comfortable with us and they come in for regular checkups and we get it done and there's not much that they need to see us for other than that once every 6 months a checkup and maybe a mild maybe like a here and there touch-ups or orthodontics when they're coming
okay.
Age.
So, I mean, it sounds like the same reason why we go to get our wellness check, right, to kind of get up to date with the latest vaccinations or whatever it is, to check on things, be it blood pressure. For women, it could be pap smears or mammograms. For men, it could be PSAs. You're saying it's just as important to get those wellness checks, if you will, for the dentist every so often so you can catch things that don't end up being really painful for people?
Absolutely. We want to prevent anything big from happening, any big emergencies or pain or swelling. And we can do that by watching the developments and catching things early. We can also make sure, you know, some patients need every 6 months cleanings and others need a little bit more frequent visits. It depends on their health. And the ones that do come in regularly, whatever their schedule is, they do project a better, healthier patient overall.
Wow.
They tend to
that is so, so
better.
Key. Wow. I mean, so important. Dr. Nina, I've heard so many times we've had optometrists on or ophthalmologists, and they'll say it's so important to get eye exams because sometimes up close and personal in the eyes can actually give indicators of other diseases that may not necessarily be related directly to the eye, such as the, perhaps a connection to diabetes or high blood pressure, things that are being shown behind the eyes that these, of course, experts can see. Is that true for dentistry as well? Are there perhaps things going on in our mouth that may be indicators of things bigger than oral health? Could there be something else going on with the throat or the heart that perhaps sometimes dentists can tell?
Absolutely. The dental infection is linked to heart disease, and people with teeth live longer. That's a known fact. So all of those things, and now the new branch of dentistry is looking into breathing and sleep apnea and improvement, not just sleep apnea machines,
how, you know, well, we treated it as a Band-Aid type of scenario where we, you know, the patient has the sleep apnea where they can't breathe or they stop breathing for seconds at the time in the middle of the night. They don't get enough sleep, and they also not getting enough air, which is essential for every cell in their body. So
wow.
The dentist can actually not only diagnose it now, but we can also treat it. Rather than giving them the machine that treats the symptoms, we can expand their palates and give them more room to get that air that is much, much needed air for their rest. Lifestyles, yes, prolonged life.
Wow, so what a connection. And I did not realize, I want to make sure that I heard you correctly. You're saying there is proof that individuals that keep their teeth live longer? Is that what you said, Dr. Nina?
Absolutely, it's a known fact. You can Google it. Yes,
wow.
People with teeth and people that without teeth.
That's an interesting fact and fascinating. You are listening to the award-winning Let's Talk America Radio. We're on this evening with the one and only Dr. Nina Isaki. She is in general dentistry out of New York City, and she is breaking down some important information. If you thought going to the dentist was, oh, it's something I don't really worry about, she just made a great case why it's so much more than saying, hey, just a checklist. It can be that, but she's saying dental health, oral health, is connected to your entire body, and you want to keep your teeth and your entire body as healthy as possible. And Dr. Nina just made a case for the connection between sleep apnea and also oral health and overall health. So thank you for explaining all of that, Dr. Nina. I want to talk about dental phobia. I can't talk to an acclaimed dentist like yourself and not bring that up. You make a beautiful case. You speak so eloquently about why it's important to go to the dentist, but I don't need to tell you, like I said at the top of this segment, that there are many people that cringe when they hear the D word of dentistry. And a lot of that started not yesterday, but many years ago perhaps, when they had not so pleasant experience in a dentist's office, perhaps when they were 10 or 11. Or, Dr. Nina, you know this, so many times people will listen to their parents talk about very painful dentist experiences from many, many years ago, perhaps 60, 70 years ago. Tell us, what can we do to overcome that? Because there's so many people, I think, that do have anxiety when you start mentioning dental procedures, and they're like, yikes, I'd rather not go. Make your case to them.
Absolutely. I have my some of my dear friends feel the same way. It is the truth. It's a phobia that starts from a bad experience, and also some people are more sensitive than others. And the type of experience that the sensitive patients have with not so sensitive dentists that are out there, it makes them cringe. They don't feel comfortable. They feel like they're gonna get hurt every time they go, and it's just a torture thinking about scheduling an appointment. It's true. It's not something, you know, of course, it's something that I have to encounter on the patients that are coming in to me, and I have to make them comfortable and take my time and explain to them that it's understandable. When it hurts. I totally get it, and I won't do anything that they don't feel comfortable with, or they feel unsafe or unprotected or vulnerable. It's our job to make them feel that they can trust us, and it's my job to make them feel that I can help them in overcoming their problems. Their sensitivity won't go away, but if we don't address the issues that they're having, you know, it just turns into a bigger problem and a bigger treatment plan.
So true.
We do have a pediatric. We have a pediatric floor where the pediatric doctors are very attentive and very caring and very. I want to say they baby their patients. The patients love going to see them, and we are. Sometimes they cry when they have to go, when the mommies are saying, "Okay, it's time to go. We want to leave, and let's go, let's go, let's go," and they want to stay and play in the playroom, but. I do encourage those type of experiences. And of course, they're the type of patients that we organically grow, and they're happy to come in, and they're always on time for their 6 month checkups, because this is a regular thing for them, and it's a preventative, a good positive experience. This is the type of patients, this is the type of mindset that we need, and that's where for the most part, that's where we're going. There are sensitive patients, you know, we have sensitive children, we have sensitive parents, and just listening to them and making them feel heard and understood and listened to and well taken care of makes the experience a little bit better. But
I love it.
It's a progress, yeah.
Yeah, and that is so key about maybe improving health status with each generation, because Pawpaw and Nana might have had some rough experiences, and not to downplay that or dismiss that, because I think it's fair to say that the approach to dentistry was very different 70 years ago than it is today. And so thankful to have dentists such as yourself that have an approach where it's understanding and patient with people that may have anxiety or phobias over it, and really meeting them where they are and working with them through it. So that is such a beautiful journey to witness, that there's so many dentists out there now doing that and changing really the stereotype that existed for so many years of dentistry. And I think that only benefits everybody overall, because we're getting better patients with better health, don't you think, for their health to improve?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're starting educating them young at school. We reach out to the schools. We go see them when they're babies, when they're toddlers, when they're in their preschools. We talk about innovations in dentistry. We talk, encourage them to use their toothbrushes on their toys, on their baby brothers or sisters. We encourage them to be teachers for the kids in their households, and act as a big brother who knows what to do and how to take care of their sibling. The kids are growing, thinking a little differently. You know, we talk to them about lasers and fun stuff that the dentists do now.
You are tuned into award-winning Let's Talk America Radio. We are on with the one and only general dentist, Dr. Nina Isaki. She is out of New York City. She's the founder of her practice. Dr. Nina, before we go, I did want to touch on something new that I did not realize in terms of dentistry, that if something is going green, if you will. Can you briefly explain exactly what that approach is to dentistry?
Absolutely. It's been happening for a while, a long time now. We've been moving away from regular x-rays to digital imaging. We have crossed over to a lot of offices having CT scans and digital radiology available. Now we have infrared scanners where we scan the mouth without exposing patients to radiation whatsoever. There, you know, we can't limit the radiation just yet because the x-rays are important, and still diagnostically we still need to use them to see inside the bone, but there are infrared scanners now that can detect cavities in between the teeth without using x-rays. It's an amazing time to be a dentist.
I love it. And an amazing time to be a patient of a dentist. And certainly for your health, we always encourage individuals to check in with their own. Of course, Dr. Nina provided some general dentistry information, which is very helpful. But for your own concerns, you're always encourage listeners to visit your unspecific dentist wherever you are. Speaking for wherever you are, Dr. Nina, you do such amazing work, such an advocate for your field in terms of encouraging people to really look into their health and look at all the right reasons why they should visit a dentist sometime soon, certainly. Can you tell our listeners where they can find additional information on you and your practice?
Well, we have a website. It's TribecaDentalStudio.com. And we We have Instagram and Facebook account. You're welcome to reach out.
Awesome.
Our practice is located at 54 Warren Street, and the phone number is 212-561-5303. You can give us a call or a text.
Thank you so much,
Adelina.
What a great conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Oh, what a pleasure. We're going to have you back on Let's Talk America Radio to continue to highlight the importance of oral health. You made such a great argument tonight. So I know we have certainly helped some individuals rethink perhaps their phobia or find the right dentist, such as yourself, to help them work through that anxiety or that concern there. Listeners, thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk America Radio. Remember, we offer real talk for real people. For additional information, we do encourage you to visit ltaradio.com. That's ltaradio.com. We'll continue to highlight the trending topics you want to know more about and continue to bring in the best guests, such as Dr. Nina Ifaki, as we had her on tonight. Stay tuned in. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nina.